Welcome to an excerpt of the CME activity, Making Medicare Preventive Services Part of Your Practice, which is certified by Medscape and presented by Mary M. Newman, MD. Dr. Newman is an assistant professor, Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, Baltimore, Maryland. President, Park Medical Associates, LLC, Lutherville, Maryland. Dr. Newman has disclosed no relevant financial relationships. Dr. Newman does not intend to discuss off-label uses of drugs, mechanical devices, biologics, or diagnostics approved by the FDA for use in the United States. Dr. Newman does not intend to discuss investigational drugs, mechanical devices, biologics, or diagnostics not approved by the FDA for use in the United States. The purpose of this activity is to describe the practical aspects of implementing Medicare preventive services into the community practice setting. This activity is supported by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, a U.S. Department of Health and Human Services agency. To participate in the CME activity, please go to medscape.org/features/audio and select the title.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mary Newman. I'm an internal medicine physician and a primary care provider in Baltimore, Maryland. I am here to speak with you about making Medicare preventive services part of your routine practice. We've always done prevention in primary care. This has been part of our mission for decades. We already ask the questions at our visits, but sometimes we do it once a year. Sometimes we do it every few years. But we need to be organized. The preventive care agenda has increased over the years. We need to set priorities for our patients, and we need to discover gaps in their care. Medicare, in 2011, has started to cover prevention in more ways than in the past. CMS has put together a series of patient encounters which are specifically designed to encourage our giving the best preventive care for our patients and to pay for it very specifically. These visits are to check on our patients' overall health and well-being, but they're not physical exams in the way patients and we have traditionally thought of them. We can improve the services we're giving to our patients, but not enough of our physicians and providers know how to do these exams, and not all of our patients know that they are available or how they work. These are different from the history and physical that we learn in medical school. That physical is a teaching tool used to teach students and residents how to be physicians. But to provide ongoing prevention is a different task, and it has different components. The first of the covered services, and we've been doing this one for a few years, is called the initial preventive physical examination. Our patients call it the welcome to Medicare visit, and many of us call it the welcome to Medicare visit. It's a one-time benefit. It comes within 12 months of enrollment in Medicare Part B. Patients are notified that they have this benefit, and many will ask for it. This only affects 2 to 3 million people per year who are becoming eligible for Medicare. During this visit, we review their medical and social history, their functional ability, their safety risks, their risk factors for other diseases, their BMI, their blood pressure, their visual acuity, their risks for depression. We can counsel them based on these factors, and we can give optional end-of-life planning. This can be done by a physician, a physician's assistant, a nurse practitioner, or other personnel in the office. It is not a comprehensive physical examination, and the physical examination elements are a minor part of this visit. New to us this year is the annual wellness visit. It benefits approximately 46 million people per year, every year. The first one must take place at least 12 months after enrollment in Medicare Part B. It cannot take place within 12 months of the Welcome to Medicare visit. During this visit, we review the medical and family history, check weight and blood pressure, look for cognitive impairments. We make a list of the patient's current medical providers. We make a list of their risk factors, and we write out a screening schedule for the patient. This can be done by a physician, a physician's assistant, a nurse practitioner, CNS, or other medical professional working under physician supervision. During these visits, we can do additional services if it's necessary for the patient's well-being. What I tell my patients is that this is a great improvement in the services for prevention for them, but that if they have a list of things they want to review, if they have problems that need to be addressed, we may have to bill for a separate evaluation and management visit on that day. My billing staff knows that we use the 25 modifier at that time in addition, and the patients are told up front that they may need to have a copay or deductible for those additional services. The IPPE, or Welcome to Medicare visit, and annual wellness visit are free, but other services may have copays and deductibles. We have to get through that list they brought. That was their reason for coming in. To get started, and this is really hard for many of us to get started, we have to change the workflow in our office. First of all, we have to educate ourselves and our staffs about what are the different visits, who can have them, and what they entail. This is one of those areas in medicine where a checklist is invaluable. We need to know what to cover in each visit. We need to know what to document. And we have to be able, not just as physicians and providers, but as our staffs have to be able to answer questions and know how to bill correctly. It's important to practice doing the exams. We need to rehearse in advance how to do them. It takes a week or two to learn to do them, and to become quick with them may take a month. We have to work with our staff to find a structure that makes sense. Many offices need to pre-review the chart to make sure we do have an updated problem list, that we do have a list of providers. The family history can be a challenge if the last one we took was 25 years ago. To update that, we may ask the patient to come in with a list. We need to educate the patients both at the time they make the appointment and when they arrive for their appointment. We can download information for them. We can give them a paper to fill out which describes some of the elements we'll be asking them. It's funny, sometimes I ask my patients, who's your eye doctor? And they don't know. If I had asked them in advance or asked them to sit calmly in the waiting room and write down a list of their doctors, the visit may go faster and more efficiently. And we have to explain it to them. There are lots of tools to help us. The CMS website has tools, the American College of Physicians, the American Academy of Family Practice, and the American Medical Association. The annual wellness visit and the Welcome to Medicare visit are good for our patients and they're good for our practices. Our colleagues who have started to do these have found that they are giving better care to their patients, and it has been better for the financial bottom line of their practice. These are relatively well reimbursed visits. They are comprehensive. They allow us to organize our prevention in a way that is better for the patients and ourselves. One patient, when I gave her the list of things she needed to do in the coming year, as well as a list of her risk factors and what she needed to do, said, Dr. Newman, I love this list. I'm putting it right on the refrigerator. Another patient who had not gotten a mammogram for years decided to get a mammogram because she had a take-home paper saying, you need to get a mammogram. She had an early-stage breast cancer. I'm confident she'll be cured of her breast cancer because it is early stage. She did this because she had a written reminder to do it, and she knew that I considered this a priority for her. I urge you to give these visits a try. They'll be good for you. They'll be good for your patients. They are not that difficult to implement, and I think you'll find your care has improved for your patients. Thank you so much for watching this today. Good luck.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt of the CME activity, Making Medicare Preventive Services Part of Your Practice. To participate in the CME activity, please go to medscape.org/features/audio and select the title.